You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, December the 23rd, and a new season of Pistons basketball. That means a new theme song from our guy, Beware. Give him a follow on Twitter, as I know you already do, hopefully. Beware, the number four after that. A big year coming from him as well. Thanks to our guy, Beware. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. I am a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Pistons basketball back in our lives in the regular season. We are 9 months plus 12 more days, almost a whole calendar year, it seems like. Well, it seems more like five calendar years, but we got it tonight. We'll give you the details you need to know about the opener in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. I'm also going to pass along some charities that you guys should look into. I know you're probably last-minute shopping thinking, oh, crap, I forgot to buy some holiday gifts. Well, we got to save you here with some do the donation thing. I've done that before. Maybe you're traveling from the Caribbean island and you've only got one day of shopping that you can squeeze in there. So you just go online, do the charity thing, and say, hey, I donated for your cause. I know that's a little bit of a cop out of a gift sometimes, but sometimes, especially this year when maybe the family might not need as much if you're talking about certain folks. Anyway, you get the idea. We'll also get my picks on the record for the Pistons and around the NBA as well. Brother Brian shipped his over as well. And speaking of Brother Brian, he's got the finale of the Meet a Pistons series. The birthday boy today, Sekou Doumbouya, is our man to finish off the series. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But the Detroit Pistons are in action tonight. The first game of Killian Hayes' career, the rookie. I think this guy is going to be someone to get excited about this season. And I think this is kind of the moment to really focus on tonight is his first game. Doesn't matter if he has a rough debut. It's game one of season one. But it could be fun to remember this night if he has a nice game. But Brother Brian, let's have the details on tonight's matchup.
This is your Pistons game preview. The Detroit Pistons open the 2020-2021 season in Minnesota tonight to take on the Timberwolves at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Timberwolves finished 19-45 last year, which was the second worst record in the West. The Pistons went 2-2 in the preseason and looked to start the season off on the right foot against the Wolves and their head coach, Ryan Saunders, who is entering his third season at the helm for Minnesota and still looking for his first playoff berth. He puts a squad on the floor led by two-time All-Star Karl Anthony Towns, who last year averaged a career-high 26.5 points per game. He also added almost 11 rebounds and over 4 assists per game, although he only played in 35 games because of a fractured wrist. This will also be his first NBA game since the passing of his mother from complications related to COVID. Towns is joined by All-Star guard D'Angelo Russell and this year's first overall pick in the draft, Anthony Edwards. BetOnline.ag has the Pistons as 4.5-point underdogs, and the over-under is set at 226. This game will tip off at 8 p.m. on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket. This has been your Pistons game preview.
Those are the details there. Some more thoughts from me. Karl Anthony Towns, one of my least favorite players in the league. Nothing against him. And, of course, we mourned with him this offseason about his devastating personal blow, but I just on the court, weird transition. I think he's overrated, and no fault of his own. We all remembered that Andre Drummond owned him, which was a great kind of feather in the cap for Pistons fans for many years. But with Karl-Anthony Towns, there's been over the years like a lot of like GM surveys and things where it's like, who's the player you'd start, young player you'd start your franchise with right now if you could choose one in the NBA? I think he like won that survey one time, and other years it was like him or Anthony Davis, you know, one of the two. Which one, Anthony Davis or Karl-Anthony Towns? Which Kentucky big man would you start your franchise with? And I'm sitting here like, what? Am I? And a very good player, obviously, like all-star, probably perennial all-star going forward. I'm not sitting here talking about Karl-Anthony Towns like he's a bum. I'm just saying the perception of him maybe a little bit more from the statistical community compared to the reality of Karl-Anthony Towns is something where I feel like there's some imbalance there. But interesting to see D'Angelo Russell. He played at the end of last season with them since the trade for Andrew Wiggins, and of course Anthony Edwards. This is a little bit of a cautionary tale. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they had the first pick in the draft. They hit it with Cat, right? They took the best player in that draft in a good year to have the first pick with Karl-Anthony Towns. You have on the team right now have D'Angelo Russell, who was the second pick of his draft. Definitely not a bust in any sense of the word. And then they hit the first pick again and took the prospect that might have the most upside, certainly an understandable one to take maybe in a weak top of the draft, but Anthony Edwards is someone who's got some potential to be a very good player as well. But this is a team that's kind of going nowhere, despite the fact that you have 2.5 young stars, you hope, right? Just kind of an indication of why tanking has its pitfalls. And I know there's a little bit of time for the Timberwolves to turn this thing around and get it moving in a positive direction. I shouldn't say a little, not a lot. There's never a lot of time in the NBA before teams need to kind of shift gears a little bit and guys get unhappy and need to start thinking about trading away young players and getting something for them. But these are drafts that have worked out well. These are lotteries that have gone their way. And guess what? As we sit with Karl-Anthony Towns kind of starting to approach his prime a little bit here, they might be the second worst team in the Western Conference. Now, they might not be that bad, but they're not a playoff team. So maybe kind of one of those cautionary tales for bottoming out, maybe thinking more about the culture. Like Troy Weaver has this offseason, maybe that's something to put a little bit of weight in when considering the Minnesota Timberwolves. But yes, tonight, Killian Hayes versus Anthony Edwards. I don't know how much they'll be matched up against each other, what the backcourt situations will look like on both these teams, a little bit different position clearly, but that will be an interesting watch to see, maybe not head-to-head, but how their games stack up against each other in game one. At the beginning of the season here, I'm kind of interested in going around in League Pass and gravitating towards these rookies. We did so much draft prep. We talked about these guys so much that I kind of want to see how it works out, especially early on for just exciting reasons there. More on Minnesota, you know, Jarrett Culver seems a little busty so far. We'll see how he can get his season going here. Rubio is back in town. Okogie is someone who's interesting for them. I don't think there's a lot of people in the country that are going to be watching this game on League Pass, although the Edwards and Hayes debuts is something there. But I'm excited to see the Pistons working hard. We better see that. That's kind of the baseline expectation of this team at this point. We'll see what Blake looks like physically when the lights come on. And like I said, even more importantly, well, most importantly, we've got Pistons basketball back. But, you know, significantly from a historical perspective, and I'm not joking here, this is, you know, maybe a night that you'll be telling your kids about, your grandkids about someday. Killian Hayes' first game. And if you can believe it, back in 2020, it was 2 days before Christmas, and that was the opener, and it was a weird year, but this was the start of a wonderful career for the number 7 pick, the Frenchman, Killian Hayes, number 7 in red, white, and blue, introducing himself to the world. That is tonight. But up next, some picking some charities and also picking some winners, too, for the season. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first,
it's Bang the Over, Brother Brian here, and I can't wait to tell you about my favorite site to gamble online with. This site has everything you want to start the NBA season. Are you ready for some football? College football is heading into the bowl season, and there are some big matchups this weekend. The NFL playoff picture is becoming even clearer. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The Pistons open up tonight in Minnesota, and betonline.ag has you all set up. They have the Pistons as 4.5-point underdogs, and that over-under number is 226. Seems a little high to me, but what do I know? I usually like to bang the over. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yes, sir!
The holidays are about giving, so I'm giving you a hot tip that could earn you some extra cash. The new Locked On Bets podcast is hosted by Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Lee is red hot to start the season, and he shares a lock of the day on every episode. Subscribe to Locked On Bets today wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to first pass along some charity ideas for you guys. Maybe you've kind of dropped the ball on the Christmas shopping a little bit here and are looking for a way for your boy Matt to kind of help you out with that last-minute gift. Make a donation, print out the form, say that, hey, in your name, loved one, we made a donation to a great cause, and we're helping out to kind of pay it forward in 2020. Another thing to think about, because I know a lot of you young folks are out there listening to the podcast, and maybe you're graduating college, you got a job, you got a little means now to your name, and just a little bit helps these kind of organizations. Something that I've done over the years is I've moved around a little bit, so I always kind of think about the communities that I grew up in, the communities that I went to college in, the communities that I lived in for a while. What are the organizations that are helping out those communities? I can kind of pay it forward, and some years it's not a lot of money. You sprinkle it with a little bit as they kind of helped you, you pay it forward, and you can kind of help those communities as you go forward. So when you're living somewhere, keep in mind and be thinking about what are the organizations that are helping out this community and do that. So thinking about Detroit, thinking about athletics, wanted to pass along a couple ones to you guys here. The Detroit Police Athletic League, DetroitPAL.org. They've got kids playing in youth leagues all over the city. Baseball at the corner ballpark, the former Tiger Stadium. They're there all the time. They've got a get in the game drive going on right now to try to raise $100,000. Looks like they're about 40 grand short. So maybe you can help bridge that gap right there. Again, that's DetroitPAL.org, DetroitPAL.org. How about Say Detroit? They raised $1.5 million on their annual drive on December 10th. SayDetroit.org. This is the organization that was started by Mitch Albom. I am a Mitch Albom stan, always have been. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore. I know that he's kind of been excommunicated by a lot of Detroit sports fans. He doesn't write about sports all the time anymore. He's kind of moved on to a higher calling in a lot of ways, and he's got the radio show and still does the column at the Free Press, all the best-selling books as well, but has really done amazing work, not only in the orphanage in Haiti, obviously, but what he's done here in Southeast Michigan, in the city of Detroit as well, is really remarkable work. You should go to SayDetroit.org, even if you're not making a donation, just to check out all the things that that organization has done in terms of building community centers, fixing up buildings, churches, all sorts of great stuff. Hats off to Mitch Albom, a hero of mine who has been for a long time as well. Consider donating to SayDetroit.org. They started that because Mitch Albom was disillusioned a little bit by the, you know, cover up these buildings in Detroit when the Super Bowl's coming here in 2006. So the organization was kind of started as a Super All Year, SayDetroit.org. So that's why that was started. If you listen to this show, you also know that kind of a hero and an idol of mine, Jamie Samuelson, passed away in August after a battle with colon cancer. And you think about these folks a lot at the holidays, of course. You think about their loved ones left behind. And our thoughts are with the family of and friends and close friends of Jamie Samuelson. And I'll say the same personally, my friend Jim Weimer, who passed away this year, the Port Huron Times Herald, longtime sports editor and the guy who gave me my first job out of college, and a great friend of mine who I'm still very much friends with, his family as well. Those folks are in my mind as well. But for Jamie, something that they passed along with the obituary that was written up about Jamie is a couple of organizations are the Colorectal Cancer Alliance. That's ccalliance.org. Maybe you want to check out and contribute to them. But they also singled out Paltown, which is the fundraising arm of Colon Town, which, and I quote, is an amazing patient advocate group run by cancer survivors that was of great help to Jamie and his wife, Christy, in battling this disease, end quote. That's paltown.org. Join me in making donations to that group, as well as the Samuelson family is certainly one that we think about and pray about during this time of the holidays, where we're so happy to be able to see the folks that we get to see year in and year out. And of course, this year is a little bit different than most, but we're also saddened by those that are not with us, whether that's our family. You guys all know this stuff during the holiday season. But another one to pass along, Freddie the Pizza Man. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He had me on his show as well. Freddie the Pizza Man does the sensory rooms in schools across Michigan. He's done 17 different rooms, and more are coming. So check that out to help out a cause for some young people that are getting the help they need to grow and to have as normal of a childhood and upbringing as possible there. That's FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Freddy is F-R-E-D-I. So FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Check out his store in Melvindale as well. And one final one, Emerald Gems. I used to live in the Virgin Islands, and Milton Newton grew up in St. Thomas. Milton Newton is won a national championship with Kansas and Danny Manning way back in the day before most of the listeners' time. But he is now an assistant general manager for the Milwaukee Bucks. I got to know Milt while I was working down in the Virgin Islands. He came down and started his foundation, the Emerald Gems Foundation, where they do a lot of a yearly camp for young kids down in the basketball camp, where they bring NBA players down there, NBA coaches, and give them great instruction for free, give them gear as well, shoes, gear, all that great Nike stuff. EmeraldGemsFoundation.com is where you can donate to the foundation that Milt and his wife Shalon set up. Milt Newton, a great ambassador for the Virgin Islands and someone who's done great work for the NBA as well. EmeraldGemsFoundation.com. Help out the Virgin Islands. A great place that meant a lot to me for my 3 years that I lived down there. If there are others, let us know on Twitter, and we'll retweet those from the Locked On Pistons account during the Christmas season as well. And if you got your shopping all done, top it off. Give a nice donation to one of these folks, especially if you're someone that has had a pretty good year, you know, financially, as you look back, and maybe you're counting your blessings and fortunate about the things that didn't or maybe did happen to you during this year when so many of those folks are out there struggling. And I know there's many, many, many accounts and causes to donate to, but just wanted to throw those out there for you guys. If you're a Locked On Pistons listener and you feel like contributing to causes that we care about and that I care about personally and that we care about as a network and a podcast, those are ones to think about. And you say, hey, we listen to this podcast every day. It's free. And this would be a way to kind of pay it forward a little bit here from the Locked On Pistons podcast. But I got my picks. We'll close the show with Brother Brian and I's picks. But up next, Meet a Piston. We're going to re-meet and get to know a little bit more Sekou Doumbouya. That's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Also, I got to tell you guys about Built Go. It gets me going after the long day. You got to go to the gym after that, but you don't want to. Get that energy from Built Go, the solution to breaking through your wall, whether it's the mental or the physical wall. Built Go makes you the best you at whatever you do. Easy to take around in those 1.5-ounce packages. Throw it in your pocket. All good there. Put it in the gym bag. No problem. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. Tastes great as well. Three delicious flavors. You got the peanut butter honey, the chocolate coconut, the chocolate mint as well. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. How does Built Go work so well? Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. The collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into my system fast. Plus, it's easy on the stomach. Built Go is loaded with good stuff to ignite my work. You got the beta-alanine, the B3, the honey, the kick of caffeine as well. Built Go then kicks in to keep me going strong with the B6 and the B12. 10,000% of your daily percentage of B12. That's a lot of B12. That's almost like B13. The collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you look better. Visit BuiltGo.com and use promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get your podcasts. Brother Brian, tell us all about Sekou Doumbouya.
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and his almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. So today we look at Sekou Doumbouya, a 20-year-old, happy birthday, Sekou, 6'8", 230-pound forward. Sekou was born in Guinea but grew up in France and didn't start playing basketball until he was 13 years old. After just a few years playing professionally in France, Sekou was drafted by the Pistons with the 15th overall pick of the 2019 NBA Draft at just 18 years of age and was the youngest player in the NBA last year and the first player born in Guinea to be drafted into the league. Starting the season with the Grand Rapids Drive, he was called up to the Pistons for good on December 30th, having just turned 19 the week before. Sekou put up a career-high 24 points on January 15th against the Celtics. Adjusting to the rigors of the NBA schedule and needing conditioning, Sekou understandably struggled at times as the season came to a premature close in March. Sekou and Coach Casey credit his hard work this offseason to improved conditioning and body frame to help traverse a tough NBA season. Sekou will most likely start the year coming off the bench, and Pistons fans have already started clamoring for him to receive more meaningful minutes than Casey has allotted him this preseason. Doumbouya is part of a crowded and talented group of Pistons at the 3 and 4 positions, and will be fighting for minutes backing up Blake Griffin and offseason acquisition Jeremy Grant, who are expected to be the starters. A bballindex.com deep dive shows that Sekou, still one of the younger players in the league, needs to get better at finishing at the rim. The athletic 20-year-old ranks near the bottom of the league at scoring at the bucket, a skill his stronger frame should be able to help with. Sekou is going into the second year of his rookie deal and will make just over $3.4 million, and the team announced this week that they are picking up his third-year option for next year at just over $3.6 million. The Pistons also have a fourth-year option for Doumbouya for the 2022-2023 season that would pay him slightly over $5.5 million. So that concludes your Meet a Piston series, and you have now met everyone on the 2020-2021 Detroit Pistons roster. Joyeux anniversaire, Sekou.
Some French from Brother Brian. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday to Sekou, turning 20. Still a young man, and excited to see him grow with this Detroit Pistons franchise. But wanted to get our picks on the record, so I had Brother Brian email me along some of his picks. Pistons record, he's going 25-47. I'm going 24-46. We're both on the over, though, so both being real positive about this team, but certainly the talent deficiency is going to be something there. We asked for an East surprise and a West surprise, whether it's a team that surprises in a good way or maybe a bad way. What do you think? Brian goes with the Raptors are going to miss the playoffs. I think I made some similar predictions these last couple of years that didn't come true. The Raptors in Indiana are teams that are like kind of easy to just be like, yeah, they're going to struggle this year, but it seems like they always kind of match expectations. So he's going with Raptors to miss the playoffs. Mine is that I think the Bulls not only are going to make the play-in, I'm kind of bullish on the Bulls for some reason this year. Not only make the play-in, but they're going to host the play-in. So they'll be the 7 or 8 seed in the East, although I saw some odds that they were really kind of like tied with the Pistons for longest odds in the East in Charlotte there, I think ahead of New York. Anyway, bullish on the Bulls. Brian's Western surprise, he loves the Pelicans, so he's going with the New Orleans Pelicans to win their division. I had a hard time finding a West surprise. A slight surprise is that I'm going with the Jazz to win the Northwest over Denver. But if you're betting some money, and I'm not predicting this one, but my long shot bet might be to sprinkle a little bit of money on the Jazz getting the one seed. Really like the Jazz this year. Bogdanovich coming back after missing the bubble, I think is going to be a big thing for them. I'm less believing in that. My other kind of fairly bullish call is that Phoenix misses the playoffs. Maybe they make the play-in, but they don't make the 8-team tournament of the Western Conference there. People are too excited about Phoenix, I think. The other one, conference finalists. Brian will go with the East. He's got the Nets and the Bucks. I've got the Bucks and the Celtics. He has the Nets going to the finals. I have the Bucks going to the finals. In the West, Brian goes with the Lakers and the Clippers. I go with the Lakers and the Jazz. Utah Jazz, for some reason. I think Bogdanovich gives them a second scorer on some nights. Gobert gets the extension. Donovan Mitchell continues his trajectory towards the top of the NBA. I just like the Jazz this year. And so I got the Lakers winning the Western Conference Finals, as does Brian. So Brian's got the Lakers and the Nets in the finals. LeBron versus KD in the finals once again. And the Los Angeles Lakers taking the championship back-to-back from brother Brian. I got the Bucks and the Lakers. Giannis versus LeBron. So either way, pretty entertaining top of the program matchups there between some elite superstars in the NBA. But give me Giannis and the Bucks to win that one and get that championship, get that extension going this year as well. Good times in Milwaukee. My friend John's really excited about that too. So, and one more individual bet that's kind of a long shot that Brian likes. He likes Patrick Williams of the Chicago Bulls to win Rookie of the Year. Give me Dame Lillard, my guy, MVP, most valuable player in the NBA. The world is ready to embrace Dame. Get on my level and get. I think we got a taste, right? The whole national media, I think he got MVP of the regular season portion of the bubble. We're ready to embrace Dame Lillard. Give him his due. We love the little man. Very exciting. Looking for our narrative after Giannis wins a couple years in a row there. So Dame's going to go right into that void and get a little bit of a long shot bet, something like 15-1, maybe even 20-1. Depending where you look. But that'll do it for today's show. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. Thanks to brother Brian, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, breaking down game 1 of the Detroit Pistons basketball regular season. Have a great one, everyone.